Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Sitting here highly overdressed for radio in the most studious of studios, having a cup of Just Love coffee, which I actually am. It's in my hands right now. I get my coffee there, and we make it through the Keurig here at the office, and then at home, I make it, you know, by special, you know, grinding the beans and doing all the stuff. I like that. Coffee, like the elixir of life. I think coffee is the elixir of life. Well, hey, Copper, you got clip one. You good to go on that? So clip one, yeah, thank you. So clip one, I'm going to do this. Since part of my triple dipper is the Bob Dole, you know, who he was and what he stood for, I'm going to continue that theme. And I think it's worth hearing what other people say. And so, I mean, I had any number of choices. I had commentary from Brit Hume and from other politicians, but the one that I really enjoyed the most came from just north of our border. Senator Marsha Blackburn had some great comments, having worked with him in the past. And so I thought, you know, that's worthy. Let's go ahead. Copper, just go ahead and play clip one.
Dole had such an impact on our nation, and I love hearing the stories about him. And yes, his humor is something that people will remember. Also, the work that he did in Senator Elizabeth Dole also for our nation's veterans. And one of the things, when you talk about Bob Dole and his leadership, is those of us that have the opportunity to be attached or work in some way, volunteer, for that presidential race in 96 was his desire to see people do things that were bigger than themselves. And much of that came from his desire for public service, to give back, to defend freedom, to make certain that we remain the land of the free and the home of the brave. And his commitment to that throughout his military career and also his career in public service in the Senate.
Yeah. Senator Roberts mentioned his role in the construction of the World War II Memorial. I have a very good friend who took his family to see that memorial, and lo and behold, sitting there at the entrance in his wheelchair, this is some years ago, was Bob Dole. He was out of office. He had campaigned for the presidency, and he would spend many of his days, as I understand it, sitting there at the entrance to the World War II Memorial and greeting fellow World War II veterans who came to see the thing. You know, not for glory,
right,
just he felt like it was the right thing to do.
He felt like it was the right thing to do, but then also a part of what he will be remembered for is that he fully understood and appreciated completely what Ronald Reagan would always say and remind people of. Freedom. We don't pass that on in the bloodstream. Every single generation has to fight for it in order to keep this nation free and to pass it on. And he did that, and he relished being able to do that and to encourage others to love this country and to fight for freedom, to defend it, and to be just to be so grateful that you have the opportunity to defend this nation and defend freedom.
He was
go and stop there. You can go ahead. What an amazing clip. I mean, it was a longer clip than I would normally play, because usually I want to get them, like, you know, roughly to a minute so that I can have time to make comments on either side of it. But that one was so almost poetic, and it flows right off of what I was saying a moment ago. And I'm going to continue more after this coming break with a few other pieces to consider out of Bob Dole's life and who he was. What I'm looking at, though, is I feel like, you know, regardless of whether you agree with every vote he ever cast, regardless of whether you agree with his policy positions on everything, regardless of whether you ever voted for him for president, the truth of the matter is, I still think we need more like him. More people who are willing to take the adversities of life and turn it into the victories of life. And more people who are willing to take a look at politics and say, I can despise that bill you're trying to get passed, and I can still shake your hand and work with you on something else tomorrow. We're missing that right now. He knew what it was meant to have 80% friends in Congress and get something done. And that's big doings. Hey, more of that when I get back. Phil Williams, yeah, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM. 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM FM capabilities here at WVNN, which pretty much means you're out of South Tennessee and North Alabama, just know that you can go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. People take us on vacation. We get calls all the time from out of state. We got people that listen down in South Alabama and points beyond, and that's just part of what makes this show so cool. And it's part of the reason why the ratings have put us as the top-ranked news talk show in North Alabama in the afternoons right now, and that's all because of this audience, and I do not take that for granted. It is an honor to have this platform. I say it all the time. But I mean it. And so thank you to all of you who have made this show successful beyond what we could have imagined right off the gate. Hey, by the way, Copper, we are at 15,000, about 15,500 downloads now.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. That's like several hundred more just over the weekend, I believe.
Do you think by the new year we might be up to 20,000?
20,000? Oh, Lord, you're pushing it. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
Think big.
That would be okay. That's like give away all the T-shirts, Dave.
Right.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Hey, I got to tell you too. I was talking to folks about Bob Dole, and I'm going to continue on just for a little bit longer with this because a couple of personal memories. One was one that I just watched from afar on TV, right? But I can't forget it. I can't shake it. It was just so incredible to me. A man who had been through so much in his lifetime, Bob Dole. I read, you know, earlier about the injuries he sustained in World War II. How they never fully left. He had complications all of his life related to those injuries. But it never slowed him down. And he was known for that right hand, the one that was crippled. The arm couldn't move well. He would always have a pen, like clenched in his hand, because that way it looked like the hand was doing something. But yet, anybody who knew him knew that he was not going to be able to write with that hand, nor would he shake hands with that hand. It was just there as something to distract from the hand just being, you know, obviously slightly deformed, and kind of cramped up. But yet, I remember late in life, one of those two things I told you that I was thinking about. I mentioned it briefly earlier on. So George H.W. Bush, President Bush, the two of them had actually vied for the GOP nomination. And, of course, Bush won and became president. And during the campaign, it was a pretty bitter campaign for the nomination, my recollection. But of course, Bush prevailed. But it did not sour things for them having a relationship going forward. In fact, they became the best of friends. And when President George H.W. Bush passed away, and his body was lying in state, and they had a ceremony, and there was his flag-draped casket, Senator Dole was wheeled in. He was no longer able to stand by himself. In fact, somebody had to get behind him, lock the wheels on his wheelchair, and put their hands under his arms and help lift him to his feet because he insisted on being able to stand and salute with his left hand. The casket of his friend. And I just remember thinking, that's the way, if God gives me 98 years, that's the way I want to be. I want to be that old dude who was determined that I will come to my feet to salute and honor those and my flag. That's I would love to be like that. Some of the things being said about him now, what a wonderful thing if that could be my epitaph. Good Lord. The things but I remember too. Here's the other thing. So years ago, in Gadsden, Alabama, I remember when Robert Aderholt was first running for Congress, and this would be, mid-90s, early 1994, somewhere in there. And so I was just becoming interested in politics. My dad was working in the Fob James administration at the time, I believe. And I was becoming interested in Republican politics, and I had, you know, cast my first votes a few years prior. I think my first vote ever was for Ronald Reagan. And so now Bob Dole is coming to town, right? So Bob Dole came to town and spoke on behalf of this guy named Robert Aderholt, who was running for Congress. I'll never forget Dole standing up there and Robert sitting on the podium right next to him. And Senator Dole goes, well, Robert, I'm just proud to see you coming up. And you know, I've got a few more years. How old are you, Robert? And you can see, because Adderholt was young at the time. He's in his 30s. And he said something like 33 or something. I forget what he said. But caught Dole completely off guard that he was that young. And he goes, good Lord, I've got socks older than you. And the crowd started laughing. But then he realized he had kind of just sort of dissed on the guy who he was there to speak for. And he goes, but that means nothing. Age means nothing because this guy's got the smarts. You know, he kind of went on with the speech. But he had that kind of humor. He literally went on Saturday Night Live I think it was like a week after losing the presidential election to Bill Clinton, 1996. And the comedian Norm MacDonald, who also recently passed away, Norm MacDonald had been doing a pretty spot-on impression of him like throughout the entire campaign, had him down to a T. Well, next thing you know, Bob Dole comes on Saturday Night Live a week after the election, and he and Norm MacDonald are standing there wearing matching suit and ties, and Bob Dole started correcting the way he impersonated him, and it was hilarious. And you see, it was completely disarming Norm MacDonald. Norm would go, well, this is the way you do it. You say it like this. And Bob Dole goes, listen, no, Bob, I don't speak that way. I would never call myself in the third person. And he said, you would say this, because Bob Dole does not speak of himself in the third person. It was just hilarious. You have to watch it. All right, all that to say, a couple more things about the man's life, and then I'm going to switch gears and head to number two on the Triple Dipper. I want you to be aware, he was a part of a lot of things that we take for granted now. I mean, pretty much looking at a story on Wall Street Journal, and there was a pretty staggering list of legislation he was a part of: voting rights, food stamps, disabled rights. He was one of the chief architects of the Reagan tax cuts in 1986. He also, people don't remember, or maybe they remember, his wife, Elizabeth Dole, was also at some point a U.S. senator, and she was Secretary of Transportation. And he became known for championing causes well after he left politics. I mean, like I've talked about the World War II Memorial, I really think that happened in large part because he got behind it and he made it happen. You know, back in the day, it's despite the fact that he had physical disabilities from his war wounds, way back in the day, in that Russell, Kansas time frame, he was a good athlete. He lettered in three sports in high school and went on to make the varsity basketball team at the University of Kansas. So he was a Division I collegiate athlete. But the war came. That was 1941. And the war came, and he thought he was going to go in, and the Army would send him to medical school because he wanted to be a doctor. And nope. The Army, in all of its glory, sent him down to Fort Benning, Georgia, made him an infantry officer, and assigned him to the 10th Mountain Division. And that was the unit he was with when he was injured. Bob Dole. I just couldn't help it. I felt like there was too much about that man's life that had to be talked about, because it's so easy today in our modern politics, it seems like, to get so polarized and so caught up in personality and so caught up in, you know, what somebody said or did or tweeted or whatever else, that we lose sight of the fact that there have been generations of people, some of whom I wouldn't, you know, take a dime for, and others like Bob Dole, who I think their legacy is to leave us something that we should try to emulate and be a part of. And you heard Senator Marsha Blackburn saying it, that he was a firm believer in what Reagan said, is that freedom is something that we need to pass on to every generation. And so, anyway, folks, Bob Dole, former U.S. Senator, chairman of the Republican National Committee, and presidential candidate, died at 98. And we need more like him. All right, folks. Well, listen, I'm going to be switching gears here. I'm headed to a short break right now, but when I get back from this break, let me just tell you, Alabama politics, getting a little crazy. Some of those races are getting a little crowded crazy. We'll talk about that. I'll give you some scoop. And then on top of that, my friend Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, he's going to call in, provide his newsman perspective on some of it. We'll do that right at the top of the hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. You bunch of right-side ruffians. I'll be right back.